Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to discuss how MGTOW is spreading all over the world, and even in the most unlikely of places. I now want to draw your attention to an article I put in the description called Why Kenyan Men Are Boycotting Marriage, from about 10 months ago. So MGTOW has come to Africa after all. The article says this, and I quote, "You probably know a bachelor who has it all. A good job, nice car, lives in a great apartment in a middle-class estate, and is well into his 30s, halfway through his life expectancy, or even in his 40s. It is also very true that we have women with such qualities who are not married. However, it's men who marry women in our society. Thus, it's very likely that it's men who are boycotting marriage. Much more as more and more women want to beat their biological clock ticking towards the age where their market value diminishes by getting married, men who pretty much initiate marriage seem not to be interested in it anymore. Even at a cursory glance at the Nairobi roads will reveal that we've had fewer weddings compared to a few years ago, when on Saturdays every second car in the streets was part of a wedding motorcade. The late Professor William Mocheng believes that marriage has outlived its usefulness, and we may gradually move away from it. More and more men continue to opt out of the marriage bandwagon. So what are the reasons? The article says that modern Kenyan women lack homemaking skills. They drink themselves silly. Ready-made food has made African women cracking open ostrich eggs to make giant omelets a thing of the past, as well as an increase in female promiscuity, as well as commercial sex workers, which are easy to find in that particular country. Guys are also avoiding single mothers, according to the article. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West, taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Venchen MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to MGTOW spreading to Africa Clown World Show. The idea was that during the 21st century that the only place that was going to see population growth in the world was going to be Africa, while the rest of the world is already in decline. But just as feminism is spreading all over the world thanks to smartphones, men are also spreading red pill ideas too. Kenya saw a fertility rate of 5.2 children per woman in the year 2000. Now it's down to 3.3. By 2050 to 2060, according to predictions, it along with much of Africa will see fertility rates below replacement. The statisticians were wrong and predicted higher growth in the past than Kenya, so that country and much of Africa will see below replacement fertility rates by 2045 or 2050. So why aren't the men in that country willing to marry women anymore? The article gets it right by saying that men are the gatekeepers of marriage and women are the gatekeepers of sex. Africans still don't seem to be worrying about being politically correct like the rest of the world. Men in Kenya are on a marriage strike right now, but still sleeping with women. It's like Kenya is entering the 1990s with regards to the demographics pyramid. In 30 years, or probably even sooner, they'll be in the same place we are, where there's a surplus of men and not enough women to fool around with. When that happens, expect the country to rapidly move towards feminism. Expect that because the countries and cities that have traditionally had the most Christian churches tend to be the most feminist places once religion begins to fade from the forefront of their societies. Female faith doesn't die. It metastasizes into feminist faith. Jamaica also has the largest number of churches per capita for a small island anywhere in the world. And because of that, feminists will be Jamaican you crazy. The fertility rate in Jamaica fell below 2.2 back in 2010, and now it stands at 1.95. Not only does Christianity create feminism when people stop following it, but the stronger your faith, the stronger the feminism that will be replacing it. It will be extremely fanatical. I would wager that to some extent what's happening with regards to Black Lives Matter is kids that would have basically been part of the gospel gang choir 40 to 50 years ago replacing their faith with feminist Marxism. From my observations at Black Baptist churches making videos, if the people there turn into feminists, then God help us all. As for Kenya, the reason men are not marrying are the usual things in Western countries. Things like a lack of homemaking skills in women, because hiring a woman to clean your place is a lot cheaper, especially if she's just dusting, vacuuming, doing bathrooms and kitchens. The article says that the current crop of marriage-aged women in the country insist on hiring housekeepers instead of doing the housework themselves. So if you're a man, why pay your wife and the cleaning lady? Why not just bypass the wife and get a cleaning lady directly? Then pay a woman for sexual services or get a friend with benefits arrangement. The article has somewhat typical female shaming against Kenyan men going their own way for marriage from a woman named Angawengi. She says this, and I quote, "Unless a man can build a house from scratch with only mud and thatch it in with straw, or hunt down a squirrel for stew, he has no business asking you to cook like his mother," rants Angawengi. At 32, she's very optimistic that she will marry in due course and feels no pressure at all, unquote. With an attitude like that, I bet that the squirrel hunters will be breaking down her door at any moment with marriage proposals. In reality, a wife like her would be an obstacle to men getting the things that they want in life. I was recently talking to a guy from China, and he told me that the CCP is trying to stop feminism out from that country, but they can't, because people create their own code words so the censors can't stop them. It's funny because you can't go all 1984 on a language because people just invent their own words to represent ideas that you want to erase. Good old George Orwell didn't seem to realize that it's the people that create language instead of the top-down decrees. Anyways, why is this article from Kenya significant? It just shows how rapidly Africa is westernizing, and I wouldn't be surprised if in the future the largest users of Bitcoin as well as MGTOW philosophy are from Africa. Speaking about being large, I found another article from Kenya called "Marriage Makes Kenyans Fat," says researcher. Obesity is a public health concern there, and in most countries now, and we all know that marriage makes you fat. Yet the propaganda keeps saying that married men live longer. Can you really believe that when obesity is what brings most chronic diseases in this modern day and age? Someone is lying about those that are fat and happy living longer. A study in that article found that single people and those that are divorced had the healthiest weights. In that country, 31.7% of all married or cohabitating people are overweight, but only 22% of those that are divorced are separated. Of the single and never married ones, only 18% were overweight. But enough about Kenya and Africa in general. I predict that in the next 5 to 10 years, the MGTOW community in Africa will grow there the fastest, like it did once in Brazil. Some people say that MGTOW is just feminism for men as a way to write off everything we say. All of these issues have been happening because of declining birth rates, creating a surplus of single men and too few women, and most of them with bitchy entitled attitudes. I've been thinking about solutions for society to get the birth rates back up, but as men going their own way, we don't need to pair off with women to keep the birth rate growing or stabilized. All we need to do is raise our own personal Bubba Fett from one generation to the next. Bitcoin is the separation of money and state. MGTOW needs to be the separation of men from state. Bitcoin is a parallel monetary policy in a world full of central banks. MGTOW could be a parallel reproductive policy in a world full of barren cat ladies. We don't need to worry about increasing the birth rates. All we need to worry about is replacing ourselves with one son from surrogacy from artificial wombs, raising our own replacement the way that the emperor from the Show Foundation did. Say your father is 60 and he had you when he was 30, and then you have a kid at 30 as well. Grandpa can then help you raise the kid, and that way you have a solid lineage of men going their own way. As MGTOWs, maybe we create our own stables full of Filipino nannies and Mexican surrogates. They would be paid well to birth and nurture our young. That's still cheaper than a wife. If the Kenyans are paying women to clean, we need to pay women to breed. Perhaps if the son chooses not to reproduce, then he won't get full privileges in the MGTOW social standing of hierarchy. We have to let men make up their own choices, but perhaps create a decentralized network of services for men going their own way, where we all own shares in those companies and provide them at cost to one another. Maybe men going their own way need to have some sort of reproductive duty to reproduce asexually. Kind of like Starship Troopers, where serving in the military gets you full citizenship. Most of us don't want to return to traditionalism, but I'm sure most of us don't want to see the birth rates collapse to zero, until the only people left in this world are Amazon Indians that then wander out to completely find the world empty, and slowly repopulate that barren earth. A MGTOW reproduction solution could actually win if we only had one child per guy. In South Korea during the coup, the fertility rate fell to 0.79 kids per woman. That's a 60% plus reduction in population from one generation to the next. You can sure bet that fertility rates will probably fall well below replacement for the entire world. For men going their own way to win in the genetic game, all we have to do is have one son from one generation to the next. We can also concentrate our wealth from one generation to the next and win the game of wealth inequality as well. Money is power, And if we have most of it, we can guide civilization in the direction that we want for a change. Our competition would be conservative Christians, Jews and Muslims with a wife and many kids to handicap them. They will have 5 or 6 mouths and an angry wife to feed. Plus, their population will just keep on declining as their children lose faith and become lefty feminists and white knights. Think of everything I just said as a thought experiment. But birth rates will keep falling until the population of the human mouse utopia experiment collapses to zero if civilization manages to survive. But if it breaks down and civilization is gone, then people will start having 4 more children again as a form of entertainment, so they can have a captive human audience to get their dopamine rush from. We're the most spoiled generation of history because we have more dopamine in our bloodstream than we can handle. We're addicted to dopamine and sugar. They say that sugar is as addictive as cocaine, but dopamine is more addictive than heroin. In fact, dopamine drives early addiction to heroin too. I quit sugar and carbs. But dopamine from digital devices is a habit that's a lot stronger than sex. Dopamine from other sources seems to be more powerful than sex these days, and that doesn't bode well for a population growth for humans. Maybe the reason there are no advanced alien species out there that we've been able to find is because once they become sophisticated, they stop having sex and reproducing. Maybe the aliens we do hear about on conspiracy pages are actually the ones that figured out asexual reproduction and just don't come here because they don't want to deal with women, which went extinct on their planets a long time ago. Maybe the gray aliens use our women as incubators because they don't want to get married. I know it's kind of sounding crazy, but sometimes you have to throw weird stuff at the wall until something sticks. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that African men don't want to smash their women after putting a ring on their fat fingers. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps 1 billion more Africans from being born in Africa in the 21st century away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.